they haven't had the ball long because they had one quick first down and then a turnover of downs, which led to a punt, a pick six on third down and long, and then again they had nothing going on their third drive, Clark. So they just really haven't had anything really good to talk about, and because of that, you're seeing a change of quarterback already, Clark.
And at the shotgun position would be Garrett Weston, and it's a screen pass out to the left far sideline, and that would be number 22 at the intended receiver. It would be Landon Copeman, and brought down by Kenton Bowerman of Deckerville, but still a 3-yard loss on that screen pass. Second down, 13 to go.
And they switch to quarterbacks now as Garrett Weston, a senior, takes over as they try to spread out some of their athletes. McDaniel going to be on the side. They run a bubble screen out there to the wide receiver. He makes the catch, but Deckerville swarming all over, playing man-to-man press coverage, so was right there to make the tackle.
Two wide each way, and we have a little bit of movement before the ball, before the snap, as a receiver took off about a half a second before. So this will be another, it will be a false start against Lawrence, as the official was doing his best Cisco move, as he actually called that one on Deckerville initially. Looks like Ciro Rosas was the one who jumped on in the slot receiver on the near sideline.
I'd agree with that. He's standing out here all as close to us as possible and on an island by himself, so it's pretty easy to see when the wide receiver flinches.
Second down, 18 to go on a beautiful night for football from Deckerville, Michigan. 22-0, Deckerville leads, 11:05 left in the first half. Lawrence on offense, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper, as Garrett Weston is going to try and go right through the teeth of that defense of Deckerville. And Travis Trigger says, not so fast, no gain on the play, third down, 18 to go.
And again, trying to run that read option. This time you're seeing Weston work with McDaniel, the pass quarterback. When he didn't have the ball, he kept it himself, went right up the middle, right into the heart of that Deckerville defense. And Trigger and Vogel in the area, Trigger making the initial hit, making the tackle, forcing third down and very long again for the Tigers.
Staying in that spread formation, here comes the blitz from Deckerville. Cole Rumzik brings down Weston inside the 20-yard line, actually at the 19. A 10-yard loss on the sack for Cole Rumzik, and actually going to mark him down at the 21, so an 8-yard loss. Fourth down in a country mile. The first down marker is at M46.
That's absolutely right, Clark. Fourth down, a long ways to go. 25, 26 yards at least, so they're going to punt it away here, and another good job by the Deckerville defense forcing another turnover.
End-over-end punt comes into the hands of Ibarra at the 38-yard line, and he's surveying the prairie. Comes down to the near sideline, still on his feet across midfield, and finally forced out of bounds by Lewis Reyna at the 47-yard line of Lawrence territory. 9:45 left before the half. Deckerville is leading 22-0 over Lawrence, and they have a short field to work with.
I think Cruz Ibarra would make a really nice shortstop. I don't know if the baseball team's looking for one, but he played that bounce very well, played it at its highest point, and had the vision of where the defense was. So he took it off the high hop and found some space and turned a good punt into a nice kick punt return for Deckerville, crossing midfield and giving them great field position, already ahead 22-0.
Deckerville coming out in the I formation. It's a handoff to Ibarra, trying to go through that gap, and he does, across the 45, finally brought down at the 42-yard line by Dylan Matheny, the junior defenseman for Lawrence. A 4-yard gain at the 42-yard line, second down, 6 to go.
And those are nice gains, because it's only a matter of time for Coach Brown, if he wants to, dials up play action, dials up a situation where his quarterback keeps the football, and it's everything Lawrence can do right now is to contain Cruz Ibarra, and he's had nothing but running room already tonight, accounting for 80 of their 99 rushing yards already in this first half.
And off to Ibarra, and he's out, has the first down across the 30-yard line, dragging his defenders all the way down to the 25. A nice run for Ibarra, brought down by McDaniel, but not until after a big run. And they're going to say he's down to the 26-yard line, a 16-yard gain for Ibarra.
Great run. And there is virtually nobody around him. He gets the football, kicks it out to his right, heading towards the Lawrence sideline, and a lot of running room and a touchdown-saving tackle out there. But again, Deckerville having their way, knowing that they're the more physical team, a little bit bigger almost as they're playing, their offensive line dominating early in this game, and Cruz Ibarra just running wild.
First down and 10 from the 26-yard line of Lawrence. Deckerville on offense, and it's a handoff right up the middle to the fullback, Brendan Hanley, and he goes nowhere. They're going to say forward progress has him stopped to the 25-yard line for a gain of a yard. Lewis Reyna will be tasked with the credited for that tackle. Second down, 9 yards to go for Deckerville.
Cruz Ibera getting a well-deserved drink of water there. Cole Rumsick checks into the backfield, and right away when they do that, they do a fullback dive, giving it to the first running back, again, which is Hanley, gets right up the middle. Lawrence was ready for it, plugged up that hole. A very short gain on first down for Deckerville.
Vassar now leading Brown City 13-0, 5 minutes left in the second quarter. It's a handoff right up the middle. Across the 20-yard line goes Cole Rumsick all the way down to the 17-yard line, brought down by Connor McDaniel again. Is just shy of the first down marker by about 2 yards. A gain of 7 on the play for Cole Rumsick. Third down and manageable, 2 yards.
Nice run. And as soon as he gets through that defensive line, Cole Rumsick, one juke move to his left, gives him another 3 or 4 yards. Lawrence making a nice tackle, but it's too late after he's already got 7 or 8 yards. Making a third down very manageable now for the Deckerville offense. Third and 2.
And off to Cole Rumsick right up the middle. And he gets all the way down to about the 12-yard line. He has the first down and then about 5 more yards. Brought down by McDaniel again. Enough to move the chains. And he's first down and 10 for Deckerville. We have a timeout called by the Lawrence Tigers right here on the WLAW Sports Network. Deckerville leads 22-0 over Lawrence with 7:15 left in the first half. But Deckerville's knocking on the door yet again right here on your home for high school football, the WLAW Sports Network.
Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know, there is a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. Remember, if you want to be really cool, see Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Deckerville leading 22-0 after a Lawrence timeout with 7:15 left in the first half. Kind of under center in the I formation, and hands it off to Cole Rumsick. His back across the 10-yard line, pushing that pile forward all the way down to about the 8-yard line. And it's a nice 4-yard hard-fought run for Cole Rumsick. Second down, 6 to go, brought down by Caleb Edson, the senior.
Yeah, just power football right now for Deckerville. Pushing that pile forward, as you mentioned, getting nice gains on first down. Second and 6 now for Deckerville. Just in after one quarter in Cass City. Ubley leads Cass City 16-8 into the first quarter.
So Cass City on the board. That's the first score that Ubley has given up all this season so far. Second down, 6 to go. They are at the Lawrence 8-yard line for the Deckerville Eagles, leading 22-0, 6.5 before the half. Kindeth under center. Two-man I formation. It's a pitch out to Rumsick. He's down to the 5. He has the corner. He has the edge, and he's in. And they're going to say touchdown, Deckerville. Cole Rumsick gets in for the end zone for the second time tonight, and suddenly Deckerville is leading by 28 points, and we still have half the second quarter to play.
Yeah, what an impressive run, but it all starts with a great block by his fullback, Brendan Hanley, as Lewis Reyna, number 6, jumped out there on that pitch, read it like a book, but a perfect block by that fullback pushes him right out of the play. Cole Rumsick cuts up inside, and then it's a race to the pylon, and he gets there first as Deckerville strikes yet again in this first half, just under 6.5 minutes to go, 28-0, and Deckerville talking about how they're going to put up another 2 points on the two-point conversion.
Deckerville's drive, 47 yards, covering 3 minutes and 22 seconds. They've now held the ball for 10 minutes and 47 seconds of the night. Rolling to his right, now back to pass for the two-point conversion. Kindeth complete to Jonathan Smith for 2 points, and it's a 30-point lead for the Deckerville Eagles. 6:23 before the half on the WLAW Sports Network.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe.